In Le Sueur, Minnesota, you'll find what appears to be a modest old home sitting on a lot in front of a grain elevator. Unless you read the sign, you might not know who lived there. What makes the place truly special is the identity of not just one, but two families whose work you've certainly heard of. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Dr. W.W. Mayo, father of what is today the well-known Mayo Clinics, built a home in Le Sueur, Minnesota, before later moving to Rochester to take a job as an examining surgeon with the Army during the Civil War. Mayo's mother-in-law next purchased the home that you can still see here today.
So she helps by buying the house that provides them with some cash to move to Rochester. And then there are other private owners until the Cosgroves move in.
Becky Pollock shares the story from the Mayo home in Le Sueur. Perhaps that next owner, the Cosgroves, don't sound familiar. Give me just a second to explain.
The Cosgroves were living in the house, and there was a visiting salesman who was selling used canning equipment, and he showed up in town and was giving a presentation to the men of town that this is an investment you should make. And so C.N. Cosgrove and a few other men from town invested in the used canning equipment and started the Minnesota Valley Canning Company.
But you probably wouldn't know the name of that canning company if not for one specific item that happened to grow very well.
They grew corn the first couple of years, and then also peas. And the peas that they were growing in the valley were so large that they started giving them the nickname Green Giant.
And now you know, the Cosgroves, who bought Dr. Mayo's home, brought us the Green Giant label of canned produce.
And then eventually they had a character to go along with that. And that character is holding peas. So that tells you that if a giant can hold those peas are very large. And they were pretty forefront in using a character to market their product.
But at this point, this is not a jolly green giant. He's just a giant. And in fact, he looks kind of mean. But nonetheless, the Green Giant character put the canning company on the map. But he did get happier. Jolly, in fact. Just how that happened, we'll have to wait until next time. As we travel the countryside in Le Sueur, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCray.